We see harnessing natural gas unleashing the promise of clean energy. At Emerson, when issues become inspiration, creating a better world isn't just a result, it's a responsibility. Emerson, consider it solved.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus outbreak has disrupted all areas of the travel and events industries, affecting everything from business travel to concerts to family vacations. And as airlines cut back on service and health officials recommend we stay home, many Americans are seeking refunds through their credit card companies. It turns out it's not so easy.
When they found that they couldn't really make headway with the credit card companies, they reached out directly to the airlines and the different providers they used to book their travel to try to get refunds that way. And they were met with mixed success.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Coming up, she'll explain how consumers should negotiate with their credit card company and whether it's easier to have your points refunded versus money.
We see breakthrough medicines getting to patients in record time. At Emerson, when issues become inspiration, creating a better world isn't just a result, it's a responsibility. Emerson, consider it solved.
For many Americans, that spring vacation they booked months ago with a credit card has been wiped off the calendar as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. Getting a refund can be tricky, since many credit card companies and airlines have announced various sets of rules when it comes to cancellation due to the outbreak. Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis is with us to discuss. So Anna Maria, how flexible are the credit card companies during this crisis?
So part of the complication here is that when people are calling to ask them to ask the credit card companies for refunds, many people are trying to use a benefit that exists on some credit cards called travel insurance. And that benefit, unfortunately, is not kicking in for coronavirus unless the individuals themselves have been infected or have been placed under some type of quarantine by a physician.
But this is an evolving event. The safety recommendations and the travel restrictions, you know, they seem to change daily. Wouldn't the credit card companies, in an effort to preserve their relationship with their customers, want to do the right thing?
I believe so. And days ago, there were individuals who were not getting refunded and who got refunded shortly before, you know, we published our article. In my conversations with consumers, there was already the sort of tone of, you know, I have this expensive credit card with a $400 or more annual fee. I expected more from this. You know, these companies sort of talk about their customer service and they expected more from that. So there definitely is that thought process playing out right now. Also, consumers need to consider the different routes they can take here. So we talked about people contacting their credit card companies when they found that they couldn't really make headway with the credit card companies. They reached out directly to the airlines and the different providers they used to book their travel to try to get refunds that way. And they were met with mixed success. So it's important at this stage to try every company involved with your travel booking, be it your credit card company for the card that you use to book your travel with, as well as, of course, the airlines, the cruise lines, the travel agencies that were used. What's interesting is that credit card holders who feel frustrated when they hear that the insurance benefit is not something that kicks in here, they've been trying an interesting route. What some of the people I've spoken with are doing, and the banks have also mentioned they've been getting the sort of request, is that people have been submitting essentially merchant disputes. It's the sort of thing that has really been reserved for cases in which people find that somebody made a fraudulent purchase with their card, right? You open up your credit card bill, you see somebody bought expensive electronics with your bill, you know, with your card, you know, that wasn't you. And then you go through this dispute process where you're no longer longer liable. You're no longer responsible for having to pay that item that you actually didn't buy. Well, now cardholders are taking this path. Though it was a legitimate purchase that they made with their card, they are filing a dispute because it's almost kind of like a last resort. They're saying, look, there was a high risk here if I travel. Or in some cases, the travel was arranged because they were going on a college trip that was arranged by their school. And they're saying, well, the college now canceled my trip. I'm trying to get refunded. One woman who I spoke with said that her employer basically told her and her colleagues, you should not be traveling, even if it's for personal travel. So they're saying on many levels, this is sort of out of our hands because we are being told or urged to cancel trips by our schools or by our employers. And we're doing that and we're not getting refunded. So we're just going to dispute this charge.
And what about people who have used points to book trips?
There's been that discussion underway as well. I want to recover the points I redeemed to book airfare that I will now no longer be going through with because I'm not traveling. And fighting for those points is important. And I think that that's an area certainly where card issuers will find that it's probably not worth the fight. And it is likely that they'll hopefully be giving those points back to their customers. I spoke with one individual who has a JPMorgan Chase credit card, and he was able to get back 300,000 points that he had used for a trip to Europe that he's not going to be going on now.
But this is more than just travel cancellations here. There are probably lots of purchases not directly related to travel, like concert tickets, that people need to cancel as well.
The main issues that they've been dealing with so far our travel, broadly speaking, airlines, hotels, cruises. There are other purchases that people have made that will definitely fall under this. You know, we've seen a number of concerts canceled in recent days. That is going to require conversations with the credit card company, as well as with the company that the individuals essentially paid in order to attend the concerts or whatever other type of merchant it is. Unfortunately, there isn't a clear cut answer to what's playing out right now for consumers, because the processes, the benefits, the services that are set up with a lot of credit card issuers, you know, foresee a lot of different scenarios. You know, people getting sick, severe weather, natural disasters, fraudulent purchases made on credit cards, but they're not really carved out for a situation like this one where pretty much nobody can really travel or at least feel comfortable traveling. You have a bunch of events that have been canceled, other items that people have put on their cards that surely fall under this. So unfortunately, what this just means for consumers is they're going to need to, you know, spend that time on the phone with the credit card companies and with the companies that they paid for, that they paid to buy something from, to sort out who is going to refund them.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis with us. Anna Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.